Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right in our operations area. It's 2 o'clock Eastern. That means it's 1 o'clock Central Time. The latest information on Hurricane Delta, and we have some new things to pass along. The wind now 110 miles an hour movement. We've been talking about the turn towards the northeast, and that has happened. Northeast at 14 miles an hour, a little faster, and moving towards the northeast. Pressure 963 millibars, now 80 miles south-southwest from Cameron, Louisiana. And there's a couple observations, Lake Charles Airport, where the Weather Service office is there as well. Wind gusts at 60 miles an hour. So we're seeing the water come in. We're seeing those winds come in. Definitely starting to see those impacts on the coastline. Let's start with the radar here. And you can see where that the center portion of Delta is right there in that eye. And that's going to be those intense eyewall winds. And once that gets really close to the coast, you'll start seeing that hurricane force, the damaging hurricane force winds that will make it onshore into portions of southwest Louisiana. So we're going to definitely watch that through the evening. And that'll occur right around dinner time. You'll start seeing this make landfall in southwest Louisiana. But look at the moisture. I mean, just look at almost the entire state of Louisiana getting these tropical showers. Heavy, heavy rainfall could produce some flooding. So make sure to listen to those warnings from the weather forecast offices, the flood warnings, and also those tornado warnings, because in these rain bands, a lot of times, if you start looking at these storms from the center, that right front quadrant, that's where you can get 90% of those tornadoes. Let's look at that, the forecast. I am going to try to update this forecast to the latest one, and we're getting close to getting that out. That's what's going on here in operations. This is the latest advisory is coming out soon, but there's not much change, because this right here, 160 miles away from the center, you're seeing tropical storm force winds. That's a big storm. It's a big wind field. And that's why we have tropical storm warnings at the edges of this storm. And of course, hurricane warnings right there where you can see that center. And the hurricane force winds extending out about 40 miles from the center. So it's so important to realize this isn't necessarily about that center point, not necessarily about that cone, because these impacts stretch out well away from it. So, and this is where you could really see the stretch of those winds. So you can see tropical storm force winds from southeast Louisiana all the way back into the upper Texas coast, anywhere from Beaumont, seeing Port Arthur, tropical storm force winds. Look at Lafayette, you look at the north shore of Lake Pontchartrain over to Baton Rouge. Any one of these areas could see those strong winds and stretching inland. Some of those reaching even with time, even into portions of Alexandria. So let's look at some of the other factors here. Definitely always look at this storm surge. Large storms, they produce more storm surge. Dangerous, life-threatening storm surge here. Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge back towards Morgan City, including Vermilion Bay, 7 to 11 foot of storm surge. That's significant and dangerous. That's inundation above the pant leg. And think about this. That water gets into the bay and spreads out. All your bayous, all your drainage areas, that water fills up. And that becomes extremely dangerous. Even inland, you can see this. From Holly Beach over to the Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, 5 to 8 foot. So it's not just in the areas right along the storm, but it also can get far off to the east as well. You look, Morgan City to Port Fouchon, even there you're seeing 4 to 7 foot of storm surge. So dangerous storm surge. And we also have to factor in the rainfall. You start looking at that rain, heavy rain, dangerous conditions along I-49, wind and rain, you can knock down some of those trees. Extremely dangerous in that situation. Some areas 6 to 10 inches of rainfall. If you think about that, along portions of southwest Louisiana, all the way up to getting portions of Monroe, those areas can see 6 to 10 inches of rain. Some places even higher, 12 inches of rain. The other part of this is where the rain band's gonna be. Wherever those set up, that could be anywhere from Baton Rouge. You can see those in the New Orleans metropolitan area, Mississippi coast. And even after the storm moves to the north, you can see that tail end of it. That could be as far away as even Mobile, seeing some of those big time rains and also tornadoes. So this has been the latest update from the Hurricane Center on Hurricane Delta. We'll keep you posted on all the latest.